Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What an important show today. We'll be letting you know what's going on in Colorado, in Kansas, and elsewhere around the country this week, because this is really the anti-Roe v. Wade week out of the whole year. And this Saturday, there will be a March for Life in Denver, Colorado, Washington, D.C., in fact, around the country. And we're hoping that you will get involved some way. And if you can't make it to a march, I'm going to give you something that you can do today. All right? So keep listening. In fact, there is a pledge that you can sign that is so crucial. I believe it might be one of the most important things we could do as Christians in our lives in the battle against the killing of unborn children. So I want to tell you about the march, especially the one coming up in Denver. But if you live in another state, check with your Right to Life organization and find out where's a march that you could attend or pray for or give some money to support. And then also in Wichita, Kansas, remember that Bill O'Reilly on Fox News called for Americans to go protest outside of George Tiller's abortion clinic because of how wicked what's going on there in that clinic is? Well, Operation Rescue has answered that request, and they have an event scheduled, and we have people from Colorado that are going there, including a board member of Colorado Right to Life. In fact, right after the march on Saturday, some folks will be headed to Wichita. Their event is January 19th through the 22nd. I'll tell you more about that, and that will be extraordinary. Then in Denver at the March for Life, there's going to be a petition that you could sign to Governor Bill Ritter of Colorado, and it is a plea for Ritter to back off his goal of starting to fund Planned Parenthood and to pay for the killing of unborn children. He's the guy who said he was pro-life, right? And that's why we were so proud of Dan Kaplis, KHOW talk show host, who had supported Bill Ritter all along from the beginning of his campaign and had claimed that Bill Ritter was pro-life. But we knew, those of us pretty much full-time in the pro-life movement, knew that that was a lie, that he wasn't. But Dan had trusted his friend's word, and then just about a week or so before the election, when it was obvious Ritter would be the next governor by a landslide, Dan Kaplis did one of the most courageous things I've ever seen a public person do. He withdrew his support for Bill Ritter, recognizing that he is not pro-life. And so here's this pro-life guy, and he wants to start funding Planned Parenthood against Thou Shall Not Murder and even against Colorado's state constitution. So there will be a petition that you could sign, and those will be then passed on. We'll be on the west steps of the Capitol in Denver Saturday, starting at 1:30. And after those are signed, then Colorado Right to Life will deliver those inside the Capitol on Monday to the governor. Okay. All right. So that's most of what I want to talk about. Also, in April, Colorado Right to Life has reserved the old Supreme Court chambers. Have you seen that room? It's in the state Capitol building. It's an extraordinary room. And April 25th will be the 40th anniversary, tragically, the 40-year anniversary of abortion becoming legal in any state. In fact, Colorado was the first state to legalize child killing, and that was signed into law by our Republican governor at the time, which is just so tragic. So they have Alan Keyes coming in. If you've heard Alan Keyes speak, he's an extraordinary orator, and he'll be speaking on a subject he's extremely passionate on, about the God-given right to life, including for children. And then also the Reverend Flip Benham of Operation Save America, he will be coming in to do an Emancipation Proclamation for the preborn right there in the old Supreme Court chambers room at the Colorado State Capitol, which is where abortion was first legalized in Colorado in 1967. So that'll be in April, and you will want to be there if at all possible. Okay, so now let's talk about this Saturday. Oh, by the way, before I forget, a week from this Saturday, the 27th, I will be in Indianapolis at a seminar, and the title of the seminar is The Future Settled or Open? Is the future settled or open? Can our prayers move God's hand? Does our worship touch his heart? Is the future opened or settled? Can God change anything that will ever happen? Or is he unable to? Of course, I believe that God is the creator God, that he always was creative, that he's still creative. He could write a new song. He could think a new thought. He could do a new thing. And that our worship could touch his heart. And that our prayers can move his hand. And that the future is not settled, but open. And that the things we do have eternal consequences. So that'll be the seminar, Is the Future Settled or Open, in Indianapolis. If you'd like more information for that, you can either call us at our office, at our studio, Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Or go to our website, KGOV, that's KGOV.com, gov as in government, because that's what it's all about, right? All authority comes from God, flows downhill, and government, you know, God is the one who authorized government, and he wants government to do right. And church government should function properly, and the government of families, mothers and fathers over their children, it should all function properly. Okay, so please, it'd be wonderful to see you in Indianapolis, January 27th. Now, this Saturday, whatever state you're in, try to get to your March for Life. But if you're in Colorado, it's in Denver on the west steps of the State Capitol building at 1:30. And the speaker, the march features Gino Geraci. Now, he is a friend of Bob and Yart Live. Gino and I have known each other for years, but I most appreciated him when he invited me on his radio show. He has a very popular show on a competing station. And he invited me on some months back to promote our video, Focus on the Strategy, which documents, using seven different lines of evidence, that our Christian ministries have bought into moral relativism, and they've become legal positivists. It's just a devastating video, but then at the end, it outlines specific suggestions for how to fix the broken strategy of the Christian pro-life community and the pro-family movement. So while it's discouraging to see how humanist we've all become, it is encouraging in that it offers a solution. And so Gino Geraci had me on the show, and that's rather controversial for Christians today. For another Christian leader to support and promote Focus on the Strategy, that says a lot in my book. And he's the senior pastor of Calvary Denver South. That's a Calvary chapel. And he'll be speaking. You'll want to hear Gino. He's just extraordinary. So come on out Saturday, 1:30 at the Capitol on the West Steps. Now, when you get there, everyone who attends will be given a handout, a program for the march, for the event. And there will be a pledge. And Colorado Right to Life, they've put this on their website. In fact, we'll link to it today from our show summary at kgov.com. But they put this pledge on their website, and they'll be handing it out. And they're asking people to sign a pledge. And I'm going to read this pledge to you. It's extraordinary. And this is the opportunity that Christians have to save the pro-life movement, because the pro-life movement today is broken. It is broken. And so here's the pledge. This is what it's titled: 40 years, 50 million dead, one commitment. 40 years, 50 million dead, one commitment. On the rule of law regarding the intentional killing of innocent people, including by abortion, suicide, and euthanasia, I commit myself to upholding without exception God's enduring command, thou shalt not murder. My commitment to God's prohibition of murder means that, and then there's a number of bullet items. My commitment to God's prohibition of murder means that I will never approve of any judicial ruling which in any way violates do not murder. I will withhold backing from any judge who issues or defends rulings that violate do not murder. I will oppose any law which violates do not murder by allowing the intentional killing of any innocent. I will never support any law that regulates the killing of the innocent. I will never support any law that effectively ends and then you could kill the innocent. I will agree that do not kill the innocent, as quoted from Exodus 23:7, applies even to the baby fathered by a criminal. I will recognize that it is morally acceptable to let an irreversibly dying person die. I will teach others that it is wrong to starve people to death, including the elderly, infirm, disabled, and infants. I will never support any attempt to, and then there's a quote from Romans 3:8, to do evil that good may come of it, unquote. I will oppose any man-made process where it requires compromise on you shall not murder, quoted from Romans 13:9. I will oppose any philosophy that elevates man's law above God's enduring command, thou shalt not murder. I will never allow political goals to move me to compromise on do not murder. I will never in any way legitimize the intentional killing of innocent people from fertilization to natural death. I will recognize that any pro-life effort that compromises on do not murder is a false hope. I will teach others that whenever these two authorities conflict, we must obey God rather than men. And that's a quote from Acts 5:29. So God and man, I will teach others that whenever these two authorities conflict, Acts 5:29, we must obey God rather than men. Then there's a space for a signature, a date, to print your name, your city, state, and a phone number or email, whatever contact information you might like to give. So that's pretty exciting. And then that's not the end of the pledge. That's what you're pledging to. And then there's a paragraph on background. And I'll read that to you in a moment. But first, I'd like to take a call. Hello, John. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, sir. What's up?
Well, I just want to encourage people to make it this Saturday at Denver. But also extend an invitation, as I'm the president of the Larimer County chapter of Colorado Right to Life.
All right. What an honor to get a call from you.
Thank you.
Well, John, then give us your whole name since you're an official.
Yeah, John Davis.
John Davis, and you're the president of which chapter?
Larimer County in Fort Collins area.
Larimer County, the Larimer County chapter of Colorado Right to Life.
Okay. And we'll be having, if people cannot make it to the Denver area on Saturday, we are planning to get together on Sunday this weekend at Planned Parenthood here in Fort Collins, along with some other Right to Life organizations, such as Respect for Life Committee and hopefully Lutherans for Life, and among others.
All right.
And that'll be at Planned Parenthood. Conveniently located right across the street from CSU.
Yeah, they typically locate their abortion clinics near high schools and colleges and their referral centers.
That's right. And we'll be gathering at 4:30 there.
Okay, 4:30 Sunday afternoon across from CSU. Which street is that on?
That's on North Shields.
Okay, now, John Davis, will you be at the march on Saturday?
Yes, I will. I can't wait.
All right, well, that's exciting, and Gino Geraci will be speaking. And what do you think of the pledge that Colorado Right to Life is asking people to sign?
I think it's fantastic.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
And you know what their vision is? That this pledge is not just for Colorado. This is for people around the country and pro-lifers who want to see the pro-life movement get back on track and stop compromising on Do Not Murder and dramatically increase our chances of stopping abortion by honoring God as we fight the battle. Because when we compromise as Christians on Do Not Murder, we are not honoring God in that process. And then we want Him to bless us in this battle. And it's hard for God to bless people when they're not obeying Him. It's like the book of Joshua, you know, over and over again. And in our pro-life battle, we compromise and we fail. We compromise and we fail.
And we have so many wonderfully talented people serving on Colorado Right to Life Committee. I think we're probably among the strongest pro-lifers in the country. I think we're torchbearers and an example to those who have gone astray.
Yes.
And hopefully we can serve as that example of not compromising in any way.
Well, thank you, John. Now, Leslie Hanks, who's the vice president of Colorado Right to Life, she posted that pledge on prolifeblogs.com. And that's a very popular site for people to think through and discuss the pro-life issue and strategy. And at prolifeblogs.com, then the second post after the response to hers, to Leslie's, that gives this quote from a pro-life law passed in Indiana. And Indiana has this informed consent law, and it's just so tragic when you read it. It says this. It says that abortion shall be criminal except, and then there's a list of exceptions, except when the woman signs a consent form. And so when Roe v. Wade is overturned, the most conservative justices we have on the Supreme Court, they believe that the states should regulate abortion. That Roe v. Wade was a bad ruling, but that the states should regulate it. So they're going to turn over authority for abortion to the states, which is the wrong thing for them to do. No state has the right to legalize the killing of Jews or the owning of blacks or molesting children. No subdivision of government has the right to decriminalize any crime. So at any rate, but the U.S. Supreme Court, the conservative justices don't understand that. So they believe the states should decide how you can kill unborn children. When they turn over control to the states, then the pro-life law in Indiana Code Title 16, Section 34, Chapter 2, says abortion shall in all instances be a criminal act except when the woman submitting to the abortion has filed her consent.
And with hundreds of laws that the pro-life community has put out there with acceptance clauses that end with, and then you can kill the baby. Most pro-lifers adamantly fight to do away with Roe v. Wade. However, they don't understand that that will not end abortion. Abortion will still be legal.
And the tragedy is it will be legal by dozens upon dozens of laws that have been passed by pro-lifers, so that in some states, the current rate of abortion will continue unimpeded because the pro-life laws have legitimized abortion. The word legitimize means to declare legally valid. And so you could legitimize something just by saying it out of your mouth, but then it takes even more force and it has greater authority when it's on the law books. And pro-lifers put this on the law in Indiana, just like in so many other states. Abortion shall be criminal except when the woman files her consent. And so if Colorado Right to Life can give a new vision to the pro-life leadership in America, if they have to split the pro-life movement, so be it. But if they could give a new vision to the pro-life leadership and say, it is wrong for us to compromise on do not murder, thinking that we are going to have some kind of a victory, a political victory. It is wrong, then this kind of tragedy would not happen again.
That's right, and we're trying. Amen. We will not back down.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bob.
That's John Davis, president of the Larimer County chapter of Colorado Right to Life. Boy, that's exciting. And did you hear that? We will not back down. And that's what I've been hearing from people in and around Colorado Right to Life, that there is a renewed vigor and determination and commitment, and the organization is newly energized. And guess what? They are the first Right to Life organization in the country. They were the first. When National Right to Life gets mad at Colorado Right to Life, and they do, because National has compromised so often, they no longer know right from wrong. They will oppose pro-life candidates to support pro-abortion Republican candidates. National Right to Life does that kind of thing all the time. And so they get mad at Colorado Right to Life because it's been one of the state chapters that has been the least willing to compromise. And so National will say to Colorado Right to Life, they'll say, well, we'll kick you out. You can't use the name anymore. And Colorado Right to Life says to National, huh? We're the one who started this. We got the name Right to Life before you ever existed. Maybe we'll kick you out. So they got guts at Colorado Right to Life, and we appreciate that. Now, at the bottom of the page of the pledge, they're asking people to sign a pledge on the rule of law regarding the intentional killing of innocent people, including by abortion, suicide, and euthanasia. I commit myself to upholding, without exception, God's enduring command, thou shalt not murder. Then we went through my commitment to God's prohibition of murder means that we went through all those ramifications. And now at the bottom of the page, it says background. I'll read you that paragraph. 40 years and 50 million victims since Colorado became the first state to legalize the killing of the innocent. This 40-51 commitment comes from Colorado Right to Life. That's 40 years, 50 million dead, one commitment. This 40-51 commitment comes from Colorado Right to Life in an effort to correct our own failure. Our state has failed America, and our pro-life community has failed God, because for political reasons, we have so often compromised on thou shalt not murder that today we have difficulty discerning right from wrong. Many in America's pro-life community have become legal positivists, defending our officials, laws, and rulings that intentionally kill the innocent as long as they comply with our legal process. 60 years ago at Nuremberg, America prosecuted German judges who had personally opposed the Holocaust, but nevertheless upheld and complied with laws to intentionally kill the innocent. Today, our Christian pro-life community holds up such officials as the hope and heroes of the pro-life movement. You get that? The kind of leaders that we prosecuted 60 years ago at Nuremberg, those who were personally against the Holocaust but complied with it and upheld it through their legal process, those are the people we prosecuted at Nuremberg 60 years ago. Today, Christian pro-lifers have turned those same kinds of officials into the heroes of the pro-life movement. Do you realize that? Demonstrating our own slide into moral relativism. We have lost the moral high ground, and now we watch the suicide, euthanasia, and even child euthanasia movements gain ground. We must never again become accessories in the regulation of killing the innocent in the false hope that we thereby move toward victory. When those who fear God will compromise on murder for political gain, the world becomes increasingly dangerous for children and the vulnerable. Please register your commitment online. at coloradorighttolife.org or by mail or by phone at the contact information below. Pretty neat. And then Colorado Right to Life plans to post a list of signatories to this pledge, including any pro-life organizations or leaders and private individuals listed by city and state, everyone who has signed this pledge. And, you know, they might get just three people to sign it. They might get 300. They might get 3,000. But whatever number, it will be a start, and you could be one of the ones to make the start, to help Colorado Right to Life shine a new light, not of political compromise, but of honoring God and fighting the fight as though they're killing kids. That's what we have to do, and that's what Colorado Right to Life is all about. And so they need your help. And one of the best ways to help is to show up at the march this Saturday at 1:30 on the west steps of the Capitol. You heard John Davis, president of Larimer County Right to Life chapter. And if you can't make it Saturday, well, hey, John's going to be at the march Saturday and Sunday at Planned Parenthood in Fort Collins across from CSU at 4:30. So if you live up north, please join John Davis there. And come out Saturday at the Capitol to hear Gino Geraci at 1:30. And then if you can, some people who listen to the show live in Kansas, and you guys, you really got to do this if you at all can, go to Wichita to George Tiller's abortion mill. Now, you can find out more about this at OperationRescue.com. And I know that at least one board member from Colorado Right to Life is headed to Wichita right after the march in Denver. And I know that the president of Colorado Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh, right after the march, is headed to Alabama. Well, he'll speak at a church, 600-member church, on a Sunday morning. And then I believe he's going to speak again Sunday night. And he's going to share with them the vision of Colorado Right to Life, that the way we win is to retake the moral high ground and provide the leadership that Christians and pro-lifers need to stop the killing of unborn children in America. So that's going to be exciting. Hey, Bill O'Reilly, he's not even pro-life. And he looks at what George Tiller is doing in Wichita, and he says, look, this is criminal. We need thousands of protesters outside of Tiller's abortion clinic. That's what he said, O'Reilly, on Fox News. So Operation Rescue says, yeah, let's do it. Colorado Right to Life says, yeah, let's do it. Now we need you to say, yeah, let's do it. Hey, and Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.